PSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor. I'm joined by my good colleague, Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation. He's in Italy. Lorenzo, the climate. We've gone through drought. We've gone through the Alps not having enough snow. We've seen huge rainstorms, bucketing rainstorms hit Romagna. We know that there is strange weather in Italy. All Italy is divided into the heat wave in the south and the cold and clouds in the north. Have you got even stranger weather to report this week? Good evening to you.
Hey, good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Well, I just finished to listen to the latest news at the TV announcing that this weekend we are going to have an increase of temperature, which is incredible. I can tell you that last week, do you remember, maybe we spoke about that, we were having a lot of snow in the Alps, more than 1 meter in certain areas that remain isolated for a couple of days. And this weekend, in that area, temperature can increase by 25 degrees, which is unbelievable. So practically, we are having this weekend temperature that are more familiar with the summertime than the springtime. It seems to be a very limited case, because next week we should have another perturbation. But it is just to tell you how crazy is the weather now across Europe, but I would say across the globe.
Good news. The four biggest southern European economies have outgrown Germany by about 5% since 2017. Italy, Spain, Portugal, and Greece collectively added more than 200 billion euros of gross domestic product in price-adjusted terms over the past 6 years, while Germany's GDP has expanded by only 85 billion euros. I remember the Great Recession of 2008, when Germany was tisking Italy and Greece and Spain and saying maybe we need two eurozones, one for us savers and builders and one for the people who are wasting our money. Remember those days? Well, the tables have turned. What did you do? How did you do it?
Well, John, I think it's a combination of different elements that pop up after the end of the pandemic. In my opinion, the southern European countries, how can I say, did better than the northern European countries, let's say, relaunching their economy, their way to restart everything. Maybe they are benefiting by the matter that we are located in a very nice area. So we are benefiting a large amount of tourists that decided to, let's say, join life again after 2 years of struggling with the COVID. But this is not only that. Particularly for Italy, I would say that Italy is now perceived by the other countries all over the world, a country that has now reached a certain political stability. The government is strong, they have a strong majority, they are taking a lot of action to reform the countries, and this is evident to all the other countries, and this brings trust into Italy. And so the investor, and not only the tourist, are coming to Italy because they believe that Italy can be a place to be, a place to be for many reasons, taking also into account that Italy have a lot of assets that no other country in the world have. Just to remind something over and above everything is that made in Italy is something that everybody wants to have when they are going to buy.
Political stability. You've got that because despite the doubts of everyone in Europe, Giorgia Meloni is a terrific, terrific prime minister because she's organized Italy and Italy is no longer arguing all the time. Remember, didn't something like 70 governments live between now and the second war? And Giorgia Meloni said, enough, I'm not going to give away to another government. And she runs a very strong leadership. It's a coalition, but it's a strong leadership. Is that a factor in your growth?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think Giorgia is doing a very good job. Particularly, she was very clever in making a lot of activities with the foreign partner, particularly starting from the European countries, but also other countries. And now trying to push for this Mattei plan, which is a plan to develop and grow Africa in the African territory. In my opinion, she has a vision. But I would not forget that before Giorgia Meloni came into power, there was the Super Mario Draghi. I think Mario Draghi did also a very important job, because the reputation of Mario Draghi worldwide is very high. And I think he did a very important challenge after the pandemic to put together many different parties, many different cultures, in order to achieve a common goal. I think he prepared the ground, and Giorgia Meloni is continuing the job in a very professional way.
We have more good news. This is the New York Times reporting. What happened when this Italian province invested in babies? The area around Bolzano has a thick network of family support provided by the government. The point here is that the government provides a one-time bonus for babies, but that what this article in the Times is arguing is that Bolzano goes in many directions and continues the support of large families, and Italy needs large families. Where is Bolzano? Teach me about it.
Bolzano is in the northeast of Italy, nearby the border with Austria. In fact, that area is also called the South Tyrol. Tyrol is the region of Austria crossing the Alps. That area is an area that have a certain, I would say, freedom in terms of power and decision, simply because that area was very much hit during the First World War and the Second World War, but they have also a cultural approach that is more longer term than, it's a matter of culture, really. They are a bit different from the rest of Italy, and they are developing a very important initiatives that push the increase of the number of births in the family, more than two, giving a lot of support, not only in terms of money, but in terms of resources, in terms of infrastructure, in terms of time for the parents to devote to their baby. So I think it's a matter of culture, and it's a matter also of organization. And I would say, going back to what we said just in the previous question, a matter of stability, because that area normally have a political stability that rule the region that normally doesn't have the effect that we suffered in the past with a lot of change in governments. And this is a very good mix that we should take into account and bring as an example to the rest of the other region of Italy.
The Amerigo Vespucci, the Italian Navy's training ship, 4 days ago it docked in Montevideo, headed for Buenos Aires, has now rounded the Cape. It's the most beautiful sailing ship in the world. 30 seconds. Why? Why is it the who calls it the most beautiful?
Well, I didn't call the most beautiful ship of the world U2, but that was the statement made by the U.S. Navy when they cross the route of Amerigo Vespucci in one of the transatlantic trip between the two coasts of the Atlantic Ocean. Really, it's the most beautiful ship in the world. I visited that once in my life. It's the training ship of our Italian Navy. It's fantastic. When you see it, you remain with the mouth open. Believe me, fantastic.
Lorenzo Fiore and Sella Foundation. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.